Our next guest, you may remember from back in 2013, took out the fifth season of The X Factor, or maybe when she took on Eurovision and gave Australia its biggest ever standing in that competition, coming second. Or maybe it was from all of her music, five albums dropped along the way and more to come. This morning, we say a big good morning to Dami M. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I've actually just been listening to a chat we had around about this time last year to see what we said back then.
What did we say?
well, to be honest, I...
Anything bad?
No, I accused you of being on The Masked Singer, which turned out to be incorrect.
How funny.
Yeah. I think I had you slated as Spider, which ended up being Paulini.
That's right. That's right.
Did you get... You would have probably got a fair few knocks on Twitter for that.
Yeah, I did, and this time around as well. Yeah, people assumed I was on it.
No, I didn't. Not this time.
No.
Did Channel 10 ever come knocking?
Yeah.
And what, you just went, nah, not for me? I've already done the Korean version.
Well, I've already done it, and, you know, I might do it a different time, but who knows.
And you'll get those knocks once a year. Oh, you probably get them every single year, hey? Although they did come for Dancing with the Stars, which I can't believe that was this year.
Yeah, I know. It seems like a lifetime ago. Very weird.
Is there anything that you learnt on that show that you can still remember?
Oh, well, I still remember that dancing is not for me. that was the biggest lesson. I'm glad I went for it because it was something that I've been, like, not good at my whole life and was a big fear. So, you know, to have jumped into it, I guess, I feel proud of myself for having a go, you know, and I think, like, that was the main thing.
If they ever come to you again, I reckon they should maybe sign you up for, like, a celebrity MasterChef, because I was just looking at your Instagram story. Have you been baking today?
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. I made a banoffee.
Yeah, banoffee pie. It looked delicious, to be honest.
Oh, it was so good. So good. I think it's a COVID thing. I think everybody's become bakers and artists and, you know, gardeners, everything.
Well, and baking was your thing? Did you get into anything else?
Baking, cooking, what else? I've been folding a lot of origami.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, that was mainly for my single because it's called Paper Dragon, and I thought that's a good idea to, like, get into something with paper, and then I just wanted to be busy, so I started folding paper dragons, and now I have, like, tons of paper dragons everywhere that I've folded.
You need to keep that for some sort of promotional thing to do with the single.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the idea. So,
yeah. Ah, right. Yeah. Okay. It's all coming together now. Dami, some of us would have already heard a snippet of Paper Dragon, either through your socials or our own. Because I opened up my Instagram story the other day to post something, had the front-facing camera, and all of a sudden I had a paper dragon on my head because you've managed to wrangle your own Instagram filter. How did that come about?
Well, yeah, I love my Instagram filters, and I thought, you know, it'd be really cool to have my own filter, and my label was able to organise that.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, everybody give it a crack. You get a dragon on your head on Instagram.
Yeah, and you get the song in the background too, which is really cool. It's just, I mean, it's going to reach a whole new audience. TikTok, though, are you on it? You are, actually. I did check. Sorry, you've got nine videos, not to sound like a stalker. But, yeah, I mean, I checked your music as well, and a lot of people are, you know, singing along to it and doing stuff already. So are you scrolling through and checking all through what everyone's doing?
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Sort of. You know, I haven't been on it for a little while, but I'm trying. You know, it's like all these new things just keep popping up. Like, is it because I'm getting old or something? But, like, you know, I'm not a teenager, so it's like it's really hard to keep up. But yeah, I have my account. Like, I'll occasionally do a video and then I'll have a massive break because I'm so tired. Okay, that's enough. And then I might do another one. So, yeah, you reminded me I should get back onto it and see what everybody's doing.
Absolutely. And upload some stuff yourself. I saw you were, like, slaying Sam Smith on there. It was great. It's great to hear your voice. Don't do too much, though, because obviously you've got the album coming up. Well, fingers crossed, an album 2021. We don't want it to blow out anymore.
I am working on an album. Because of COVID, it's given me a good amount of time to just focus on my music, which, you know, that's been a plus during all this crisis. So, I'll be releasing more music and then hopefully an album. Mm. Stay tuned.
But today is the big day, Paper Dragon. What you assume will be the lead single from that, I had a listen and, my goodness, the production on this, your vocals, it's just, the way I described it to myself was vocal gymnastics through the verses. And there's like little droplets of percussion and it just builds to this, I don't even know how to say the word, anthemic chorus in the first minute. It's amazing. And I also heard a little piece of violin in there. Did you do that yourself?
No.
You're kidding.
Maybe you might be thinking about the hurdy-gurdy in the intro.
Is there a hurdy-gurdy in there?
Yeah. Dragon, you know?
Yeah, it's, okay.
Yeah, it's got that influence.
I could have sworn towards the end.
Good ears. Right, I wonder which part. But there's so much sound in there. And it was produced by Constantine Kersting. He produced all the big Tones and I tracks, like Dance Monkey and Johnny Runaway. And, you know, he's like the biggest, most talented guy at the moment, like especially. So, yeah, he was really great at what he did to it. So I'm so stoked that you thought there's a violin in there.
Well, now I'm going to have to go and re-listen to it again. In fact, I think we should do that right now. Thanks for your time this morning, Dami. Do you want to introduce your new single?
Yeah, so this is my brand new track that just dropped. It's called Paper Dragon. Hope you love it.